All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with the end of 2017 right around the corner, it is almost time for the beginning of tax season. And with that said, you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, it's interesting times in the world of college football, as of course, there are four teams who are getting ready for the college football playoff. There are plenty of teams who are getting ready for their respective bowl games. And at the same time, there are schools that are attempting to fill their head coaching vacancies. And we've seen the domino effect around college football, which has been caused with Jimbo Fisher leaving Florida State for greener pastures at Texas A&M. Now, Florida State's search for a new head coach took them to the Pacific Northwest as they were able to lure Willie Taggart away from Oregon after just one season on the job. And the reason for Florida State going after Taggart is, you know, his ties within the state of Florida. As prior to taking over at Oregon, he had been the head coach at South Florida for 4 years, and he had really revitalized their program. And that is what the Seminoles are hopeful that he can do as far as keeping the ship going for them recruiting wise within the Sunshine State. Now, you have to ask yourself, what is next for Oregon? And the reason why I bring this up, Oregon is not a stopgap job. It's not a place where guys go just to simply build their resume. It's a situation where, you know, it's a legit job. And I know that's easier said than done when you look at the fact that Taggart left after one season. And then, of course, after the job that Chip Kelly did earlier this decade, he decided to pursue a career in the National Football League. But honestly, Oregon is not a stopgap job. I mean, Oregon has all of the money and resources that you can ask for. I mean, they're right up the road from the Nike factory. Then on top of that, Phil Knight, the head of Nike, is their biggest booster and their biggest supporter, and he will give them whatever they need in order to help this football team win. So money and resources, like I said, are not a problem. But what Oregon needs to do, they need to go out there and find a West Coast guy, somebody who is really entrenched with how things go recruiting-wise on the West Coast, trying to get those kids from California to make that trip up to Eugene and ultimately stay there. And I think some names that you are going to hear in relation to this Oregon job, like it or not, you're going to hear the name of Lane Kiffin. I mean, in 1 year at Florida Atlantic, he has led them to the Conference USA Championship. I know that he was a former head coach at USC, the former head coach at Tennessee, former head coach of the Oakland Raiders, and every place that he's gone, he's burned bridges. But would Oregon be willing to take a chance? You also look at Brian Harsin, who is the current head coach at Boise State, and, you know, he has kept the machine going that his predecessor, Chris Peterson, started with Boise before he took the Washington job. And once again, Boise has won the Mountain West, and they look like one of the better programs in the nation. Don't rule out Jeff Tedford. I mean, Jeff Tedford was the former head coach at Cal, and he resurrected himself this past season at Fresno State. And in just one season at Fresno State, Jeff Tedford had the Bulldogs in the Mountain West Championship game before they lost to Boise. And Fresno had one of the better defenses in the nation this season. He's a West Coast guy. He knows what it takes to win in the Pac-12, as he did it with Cal. And I guarantee you he could do it again if he was given the right opportunity. And current Cal head coach and former Oregon alum Justin Wilcox would, you know, make the people in Berkeley have to sweat it out, because typically, when a guy's alma mater comes calling, it's very difficult for him to turn down that opportunity. And, you know, Cal really wasn't supposed to do anything this season, but he did make them respectable as the Bears went 5-7 within the Pac-12, and they were right on the cusp of making a bowl game. And like I said before, Oregon will leave no stone unturned as far as the resources go. I think that Harsin and Wilcox are the front runners for this job. And Oregon definitely wants to find themselves a guy that is going to stay there, and he's a proven winner. Now, Wilcox is not a proven winner, but I guarantee you he's somebody who will stay in Eugene for as long as they have him. And I think Oregon wants that guy that's going to help them get back to being a national power. Of course, the Ducks had a losing campaign in 2016 for the first time in a while, and then they were able to bounce back this year in the Taggart. They're 7-5. They're heading to the Las Vegas Bowl to take on Boise State. So that would be really interesting if Oregon did find a way to pry Harsin away from Boise State, and he would literally just jump ship at the bowl game. But you know, that'll have to be we'll have to wait and see how that situation turns out. But I guarantee you, you know, let's say that Harsin ultimately leaves Boise State for Oregon. Boise State's probably going to look to promote one of their coordinators or go to a lower tier school. The same thing can be said for Tedford at Fresno State, or the same thing with Wilcox at Cal. So this one move by Jimbo Fisher to leave Florida State for Texas A&M is having ripple effects all across the college football landscape. And I think that there are still more to come on the horizon. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you missed the fun and excitement here in 2017, the 2018 campaign will begin for the Cyclones next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you follow me, like I always say, it'd be my pleasure to follow you right back. You can also check out the Sports Discussion Group at the Sports Depot 365 on Facebook. Feel free to drop a line, and you are more than welcome to become a member. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.